Well, in 1913, the Fed is the third central bank America has had, because every president has warned against central banks, like the Bank of England. And the Fed is not federal, it has no reserves, and it's not a bank. It's a cartel of banks. And in 1913, the Fed, the third one, was created after starting with President Washington, said, do not have a central bank. Since, 1776? Not only was the Fed created in 1913, so was the tax man. You know, the Beatles always sang about the tax man. Well, in 1913, the 16th Amendment was passed, which caused America to be taxed. And almost up to that point, till 1913, America was a tax-free nation. So what does that tell you? For money to exist, taxes had to exist. Hear me out. For money to exist, the dollar or the pound, taxes had to exist. So it was one of the biggest scams going. And that's why 1913 is so important. And then in 1944, as World War II was winding down, the world agreed to make the U.S. dollar the reserve currency of the world, which it is today, if America promised to keep it backed by gold. So in 1944, the United States says, we promise we'll back it by gold. And then in 1971, President Nixon says, oops, we broke our promise. And that allowed money printing to go out of control. So here we are today. I have this. I just got this. It just came in. It's The Economist from London. And it says here, this is this month, it says, governments have spent $17 trillion on the pandemic, including loans and guarantees, for a combined total of 16% of the global GDP. That's how much money was printed last year. 16% of the global GDP. Now, if that doesn't cause you to run out and buy gold and silver, I don't know what will. You know, they now have to keep printing or we crash. That's why I've been bullish on gold for all this year. And the most important thing for people who are listening, if you're watching the silver market, you're watching the wrong market. The reason I bring this magazine in here is because what this article says here, this is who I'm watching. You watch who's spending the money. It's the government. You know, and I'll say it again. Governments have spent $17 trillion on the pandemic alone, 16% of the world GDP. That's who I'm watching. I'm just watching as a holy natural. Do you know what I mean? What are you watching? I'm watching the government. I don't trust them. I never have. So, I mean, they're so incompetent. I just can't believe it. You know, I mean, if you listen to Jim Rickards and I are good friends. And he is an insider into this whole system. And he talks about how incompetent the Fed is and the Bank of England. They're incompetent people. They're like Marx. Highly educated people who don't know how to make money. They're not capitalists, they're socialists. And if you understand that, you'll buy more gold and silver today, not next year. Do you know what I mean? You just want as many as you can get now. How many ounces? Not what's the price. You watch the ounces. So I'd set a goal. This year I'm going to have 5 gold coins. Well, it's a derivative. Stock is a derivative. You know, I'll give a simple definition of a derivative. If I have an orange and I cut the orange in half and I squeeze it, the orange juice is a derivative of the orange. So a stock is a derivative of a company. Gold and silver are not derivatives of what God. If you understand that, that's why I call it God's money. And I call blockchain people's money. Because it's outside the Fed and outside the Treasury. It's outside the Bank of England. It's outside the German Bundesbank. And in a few years, you're going to find out these banks are in serious trouble because of debt. Because all the Fed and the Bank of England has to do is print more money. And as long as people will accept this toilet paper like this, people are happy. But the moment one day somebody says, oh my God, this You know, I'm $10 billion. But it's not worth it. This couldn't buy me, I was in Zimbabwe, this wouldn't buy me an egg.
Correct.
Correct. But I go to Africa. I love Africa. It's one of the greatest, I just love it. You know, what a great continent, rich continent. But anyway, what's screwing us all up are academics. The academic elite, you know, the liberal left and all this. I don't know where their heads are at, but they're not up in air, up their butts. And so the Fed fits into that category, the Bank of England fits into that category. They're doing all these projections and all this, but they're not attached to reality. And that's why that little Vietnamese woman in 1972, she woke me up. She goes, what am I doing? And I ask all your listeners right now, if I said I'll sell you my Krugerrand for $50, would you say I'll think about it? They think about it. They want to discuss the Fed, the Bank of International, the BIS, and I don't know. I just want, how many ounces you got? What's your entry price? Like Bitcoin, my entry price is $6,000. So I was a little late, but I caught the move up, and it's about 55,000 now. So I'm selling the money. I don't know anything but that. I don't like to discuss much. Once I see that movement going, and like I'm talking about the movement, and as a miner, I know that the gold reserves are being depleted. And a lot of the gold now found is in countries that hate us. So, I mean, I don't know what people are waiting for. So let me say, it's just ancient. You know, it's just ancient. Like standing in the Andes, seeing these little holes drilled up the mountain. I said, why were the Inca digging for gold? Nobody told them to do it. There was internet, there was no phone. And why were the Mongolians digging for gold? Thank you. And anyway, I got a commercial message here. This is my latest book. It's the Capitalist Manifesto. And it comes out later this month in December 2021. But I was a student of Marx. Like I said, he died in London. And Marx reminded me of my poor dad, highly educated, poor man. And Marx hated the rich. He never understood why the rich were rich. So that's why I have my rich dad. So poor dad is like Marx, very highly educated guy who was broke all the time. And, you know, I'd rather be like my rich dad and with my best friend's father. And he taught me to be a capitalist. Now, the benefit I had, I went to military school in New York, and we had to study Marx, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Hitler. And all of these guys, gold was an important part of their foundation. If you understand that, it's not how much is the price of gold, but how many ounces do you have. And silver today is $25 US. Jesus Christ. I was paying $48 when I started. It's the biggest bargain I've ever seen. In fact, I've just talked myself into running to buy some more silver.